This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Getting festive with Aaron and Dan and Suzanne. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning, guys.
Are you well this morning?
Very well. Very excited for our festive season.
I'm excited too. Now, I was all excited last week because we talked about doing it, getting, you know, it's our festive season and we're going to make sure that we stay healthy over it, but I'm not quite sure how we're going to start or what we're going to do.
Yeah, so this week we're going to look at boundaries that each of us can have to ensure that we have a really balanced festive season. Often we don't really know what we're thinking about when we just say yes to everything. So I wanted to really simplify it for you guys.
Okay.
Simple is good.
Simple is good for us. What have you got for us?
So the first question is, over that period, so we've got our calendar in front of us for the month of December, and you're looking at it, and the first question to ask yourself is, how many nights out can you manage effectively in order to keep balanced?
Seven.
Or another way to ask is, how many nights in do you realistically need?
Oh, that's good. Well, you reckon seven. You honestly reckon
no,
seven.
No, one on, one off. So let's say three or four at max.
Yeah, I'm the same. I think three or four, but I probably do more than that.
Okay, yeah, and that's it. Some people need more downtime than others. So work out what you need to require and then put that in as a limit. So if you guys are saying four nights out for a week, put that down. Write it down beside your calendar.
Okay, that's a good idea.
How many hours of sleep per night do you know that you need in order to still function effectively?
You're asking too. Brecky show, guys. I need about seven or eight, but I regularly get about five and a half.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
So what you want to make sure then, Dan, over this period is that you're not having any less than that. So by saying yes to a lot of extra functions, it might mean that you're even more sleep deprived.
Okay.
And so what you want to do is then you might need to have a few less evenings probably and make more lunches or other things that you can try and change your social calendar around.
Yeah, that's good. I want to hear Aaron's answer though to that as well.
Mine's 6 to 7. That's hours. That's roughly, yeah.
And you get that?
That's all right. Oh, yeah,
I lose that question. Okay.
Hey, next.
Next.
Also, just an encouraging thing is that sleep can be caught up if it's done on a regular basis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you can, like, then at the weekend get some extra and really head into the following week feeling a lot better.
Okay, that's good to know.
So the third question is, what are toxic events or situations that you feel like you need to avoid or minimise?
Cake.
And that is Christmas. Events each year that you might really dread or that you know aren't good for you.
Oh, I thought you meant food, sorry.
Yeah, no, well, it can be that, but often it is around, say you know that you're going somewhere, it's just always greasy food, it's just anything that comes out, and you just know it's not good for you. Or it can be toxic people, that every year you go and you just think, oh, I just don't want to be doing that, that somehow you can minimise it, or you can say no altogether.
That's hard.
Yeah, and I can't mention toxic people on air.
We probably can't mention them.
I'll probably hear it.
And I don't want you to mention those ones, but I'm just saying, think about those ahead of time. For me, for example, if I go to something that I know the food is going to be unhealthy, I'll always bring my own big salad and maybe like a frittata so that I have that already planned, ready to go.
Okay.
Then I'm not stuck eating fried, dim sims or something.
There is one toxic person who I work with 5 days a week.
Anyway, moving on, next question.
Okay, what about your entertainment budget for December? Break it down by four so that you know your weekly expenditure.
Yeah, my entertainment budget. I have to ask Leah that. I don't know what it is.
And often people go into the season not knowing and then they totally blow out and their credit card's maxed in January and that affects your well-being.
Okay, that's a good one.
If your budget is $200 for the month, you might need to get really... very
tight.
Yes. Doing more picnics, you know, having people around more, having potlucks rather than going out to restaurants. So you need to then taper it based on your own budget.
Yes.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. So you just can work that out. And the last question is, how many home cooked or healthy meals do you want to aim for each week?
Oh, that's good. I don't know, but I should think about that. I can't answer that one because I don't know, but I should put some thought into that.
What about you, Aaron?
Yeah, look, I guess those nights when I'm at home, so those 3 to 4 nights possibly.
Okay.
No, I need to make sure I'm really good. And if I'm eating lots of meat on those other nights, maybe tailor those home-cooked meals to be more veggies and stuff. I don't know, so we get the balance. Yeah.
And the other thing is, if you know you're going out that night, then try and bring in your own lunch or something to work so that you're balancing the amount of out meals you're having anyway.
Yeah.
And you know exactly what's in the food you're eating.
All that trans fat and stuff.
You've got it.
And salt. Good.
Yes. Good one. So that's it for this week.
Oh, that's plenty to digest over the coming 7 days. That's full on.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you so much, Suzanne.
You're welcome. Next week, we're going to look at the greatest sabotaging foods and how to say no kindly.
Oh, yes, please. The no word is the hardest, I think.
It is. Yeah. Suzanne from Flourish Consulting. Any questions, contact her, shewillflourish.com. Thanks, Suzanne.
Thank you.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.